Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We like to visit various ethnic restaurants quite often, and usually my favorite part of the meal is the flatbread with some kind of vegetable spread to smear on it. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, we here in Maryland are perfectly set up to make our own spreads at home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's super easy. Anybody with a food processor or a blender can do it. I mean, in terms of the ingredients, maybe there's a few things we don't grow here in Maryland, but they're easy to find. And what we do grow, it adds flavor and freshness to every spread.
Well, it certainly jumpstarts my taste buds and builds up my excitement for a good meal.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the point, right? A good spread should be light enough so that it's not going to fill you up, but savory enough that, you know, it's priming your palate for all the good things to come.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about one spread I discovered at Siriana Cafe in Ellicott City. It was a creamy, pure white sauce that smacked of garlic, and it was super.
Oh, yes. You're talking about a classic Lebanese spread called toum, and it's really what you described. I mean, it's a creamy, garlicky concoction that'll set you straight.
Oh, yeah.
I think toum is very closely related to the famous garlicky mayonnaise called aioli. They're similar in the taste, but for toum, you need very fresh whole garlic. And you pick them at the farmer's market, pull the cloves apart, peel them, cut them in half so you can remove the little green part.
Yeah.
Then in your food processor, along with a little bit of salt, you just give it a blitz. You're basically kind of making a paste.
Right.
You add a little bit of lemon juice, blitz it again, and then you're going to basically start olive oil until you just turn it into a beautiful puree.
Yeah. Now, is olive oil what we want to use, or would you use something more neutral?
I mean, you don't want extra virgin olive oil. You don't want the olive oily taste, but, you know, sort of a pumice oil. You can use canola or a more mild oil.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those will do. You're going to need about 3 cups, but it's just delicious.
Oh, it really is. Now, there's another one that I really, really like a lot. It's called ratatouille. I think people are familiar with it. And that can either be a stewed vegetable entree or a spread.
Right. I think people are probably used to seeing it as the entree. But, you know, basically you've got eggplant, zucchini, tomatoes, peppers, onions, and garlic. Traditionally, you saute each one separately, then combine them and cook them as a stew. You take that a step further, you can put it in the food processor and puree it and make this incredible condiment that you can spread on everything.
And I think it's one of those things you can really hit with the spices and do everything you want to.
Oh, of course. I mean, there's cumin, fennel, all of those things. They're great.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry, how about tapenade?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's the traditional olive spread. I mean, I like to use both green and black olives, certainly Kalamata. Basically, you want to also, if you can, get them already pitted, because obviously that's a little bit of a pain.
Yeah.
But, you know, then it's just garlic, parsley, capers, lemon juice, a little olive oil. Blitz it in the food processor, but you don't want to make it into a paste. You want to keep it, literally, coarsely chopped.
Yeah, and I became a big fan of guacamole last year, and I understand you can take the kind of that standard guac and jazz it up a bit.
Of course. I mean, you want to get some nice ripe avocados, of course, and red onion, but there's no reason why you can't throw in some diced Roma tomatoes, definitely some hot peppers like jalapeno, a dash of Worcestershire sauce, even some extra garlic. It'll liven it all up. And, you know, put it on warm toast and you're good to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to put all these ideas on our website so you can try them at home. And as we said, they're all so easy. Give them a shot. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.